Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Celibacy Talks Podcast. I am Laquila Shan, and today we're going to talk about the aftermath of the breakup. And what I mean by the breakup, that could be the person that you were interacting with, or you were having sex with, or you were dating and fooling with out of God's will. The aftermath is very, very, very hard, because just like with any breakup, it's like a death. It's like somebody you've talked to all these days, all these months and years, and you spent time with them. You've learned, and you adapted to being in their presence. They've adapted to being in your presence. And when you all no longer are able to continue on, together, it's like a death. And it's okay to mourn, It's okay to be sad. It's okay to cry. It's okay, to want to stay in the bed for a couple of days and just want to take some time to really analyze the situation. Because trust me, you're going to need those days of mourning before you'll be able to appreciate those days of happiness and peace that will come. So the first step after a breakup, what I did when I decided to cut off my unequally yoked relationship or friendship or situationship, whatever you may call it, I ran completely into God, because I knew that if I ran into anyone else, that they would leave me more emotionally bankrupt, that they would only drain me more spiritually than they could help me. Because see, what we're dealing with is a heartbreak. And the only way to heal a heart, or to even restore a heart, you must first run into the person who gave it to you. And that's God, the living God. He created us. He knows the type of love that we need, the type of nurturing and caring that we need in order to be happy and to feel love and to, display love. So that's why the most important thing after a breakup is not to run to your friend. It's not to run to your parents. It's not to run, to whoever that you may entrust with those details of your life, because those people are not going to give you the satisfaction or the advice and the answer that you truly need, because they're on the outside looking, trying to look in, but it is impossible for them to look in because they're not the person who gave you what's within you. Get what I'm saying? So we have to get out of the whole mindset of once I get a heartbreak and once I'm broken and I'm, I'm sad and I'm just, discomplacent, that I got to run to my friend. I got to tell her everything. I got to tell him everything. I got to let him know what happened, how I done my part, how I done everything I could, and, all of that. But at the end of the day, you still got a broken heart. Once you get through telling these people that cannot heal your heart, that cannot speak life into you in the way that you need it at that current time, you're still going to be faced with, I have a broken heart. How do I heal? How do I move on from this? How do I grow stronger from this? How can I use this to motivate me to continue to do what I do, in my life, my dreams, my goals, to serve God, my ministry, to continue to write that book, that devotion, whatever it is that God is calling you to do? How do I get back there? And so when I say that it's a must, it is there is no way around overcoming a heartbreak without God. Because if you do it without God, you will not be completely healed, you will not be completely whole, and you will still have the stain of rejection, the stain of neglection, and the stain of the breaking on your heart, which will leave you bitter, not wanting to move on, not wanting to be in another relationship, not trusting that love is real, not trusting in men or women again, and just not trusting in God. You lose faith behind a heartbreak. Because in our mind, we felt like this person could have possibly been the one, or was the one, And so we have to run to God. We have to run to Christ, because nobody else understands our heart. Nobody else understands what we're going to need at that moment to fulfill us in a way that we need to give us our desire and our fire back to move forward with our life. And so we must We must run at the feet of Jesus. We must cry out to God and let him know, God, I am hurting. I am broken. My heart hurts. I feel rejected. I feel neglected, God. I feel unwanted. I feel lonely. I feel worthless. I feel discounted, disvalued. I feel, God, like I don't need to live because he hurt me so bad. Or she broke me so bad. I believed in them. I loved them. I thought I needed them. I wanted them. But they didn't want me. And Lord, here I am at your feet, Jesus. And I'm crying. And my heart is so full of pain and so full of rage and anger and doubt and fear because I am alone. Once again, I am alone, God. And I need you to consume me with your love because if I don't feel love right now, God, I feel like I don't need to live. And I know that that is only the trick of the enemy to convince me that I am not worth being on this earth, that I'm not worth being loved, that I'm not worth, God, waiting on you and getting what I deserve, the man or the woman that I deserve, that you handcraft just for me, God. The devil is trying to rob me of my spiritual, emotional, mental, physical being. He's trying to rob me of my future. And I need you right now, God. I need you to rise up in me. I need your peace to rise up in me. I need your love to rise up in me. I need you to rise up in me because I am down. I am down for the count, God. I am broken, God. My heart feels like it has needles all over it. I am hurting, God. I need you. And we have got to get to the point where we cry out to God in a way that we're not being, you know, so big and so bold and so educated and so full of knowledge and so high and pride on pride and all that, that we try to talk and use all these big vocabulary words with God. No, we have to get to a point where we are openly honest on how we feel as kids do. If they fall, they say, I'm hurting. I hurt my knee. It's bleeding. It's cutting. It's open. Kids are very dramatic. And we have to get to the point where we are very open and honest and dramatic about how we feel because heartbreak. It's a dramatic trauma. We have got to get back to running into God instead of running into outside resources. We have to run to the number one source, the only source who can heal us instantly. He can heal that heart instantly. He can give you your new faith and new fire back instantly. He can give you the desire to continue on instantly. But you must run to him. You must cry out to him. I don't care where you at when you experience your heartbreak. I don't care what's going on. Take you a moment at that time and you go to a place where you can cry and you can pray to God. You take 3 to 4 minutes and you go in and you cry like you never cried before. Because when you dry your face, you walk out of that door, that room, that car, wherever you are, you walk out in faith. And you trust and believe that God has something greater for you, that he knows things about this person that you don't know that will corrupt your walk in him. He knows that this is not the best for you. So trust God. He knows what we need before we even need it. He knows what we deserve way more than we think we know what we deserve. God is the God of all knowing. There is nothing we can get over him. There's no way around trying to do it without him, without failing, without suffering more. We have to get to a point where we run into God because after a heartbreak, it's like a death. And you have to have that moment where you mourn, but you want to mourn with the person who can heal you. You want to mourn with the person who can give you peace, the one who can make you whole again, the one who can restore your heart. You want to mourn with that person because he is the only one who can give you the medicine that you need to heal the broken heart that you're dealing with today. Cry out to God today. Explain how you feel today. Let go of what could be, what could have been. And you go out and you live each day as a true woman and a true man of God, and trust that God is bringing nothing but great people and great relations into your life this day forward. Thank you all for tuning in to Celibacy Talks. This is episode 2, and it's dealing with the aftermath of a heartbreak. Thank you, guys. I ask that you just share our message with your friends, that you invite them to come like us. And if you're listening, hit that follow button. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you all. Have a great and blessed day. Celibacy rocks.